The list began at 53 people. Then it was 10 with video conference interviews earlier this month. And from there, the assembly picked 4 finalists. Each of those 4 sat on Thursday or Friday for separate hour-long interviews in open session. They each received similar questions, many drawn from a numbered list in front of each assembly member. Topics ranged from management style to feelings about the city's comprehensive plan to how they would expect to relate to the assembly itself. We don't have enough time in this story to share everything that was said. So for the purposes of this newscast right now, we're going to focus on one question.
So this is a variation on number 25.
Assemblymember Tor Christensen.
So you have a community member come in with a complaint, and you can't help them, or you can't give them what they want for various reasons. How do you deal with that?
First up, Pam Caskey, formerly city manager in Alliance, Nebraska. She left that post in 2010 after 5 years. Since then, she's run a consulting business in Loveland, Colorado.
If you're looking to put somebody in this position that says yes to everybody to keep everybody happy, and there are cities that want that, I'm probably not the person you want to hire because I don't necessarily think that's my role. I think my role is to be the stopper. I mean, the department head says yes, but if their answer is no, then the appeal to me and my job might be to say yes occasionally, overruling a department head, but by the time the department head has said no, there's usually a very good reason for it, and my job is probably going to be to back up the department head unless I see something that nobody else sees.
Caskey says she'll listen and, at the very least, help citizens navigate the system of government.
The idea is to do that and still have them walk out and be a friend. And that's a challenge, and sometimes it's more of a challenge depending on the amount of emotion attached to it than others. I try very, very hard to say no, explain the reasons for the no, and have them walk out still thinking I heard them and still thinking that I cared about their personal situation.
The next candidate to interview was Mark Gorman. The former search vice president has called Sitka home since 1978, and he has a long resume of foreign relief work. Presently, he's country director for World Education's operation in Laos in Southeast Asia. Here's his answer to the question, which now remember is, how do you deal with it when you can't give a member of the public what they want?
I would like to believe compassionately.
Gorman says he's encountered the situation a lot in his career.
The best that you can hope for in those situations is that the person may leave disappointed, but if they leave feeling that they've been heard and respected, then you're ahead.
He told the assembly about being adopted into the Eagle Wolf Clan in Klukwan and words of advice he received from an elder.
Always speak the truth, and you never need to remember what you told people. That wisdom, I often come back to it, is when you're faced with a difficult situation, is look the person in the eye and tell them the truth. And they may not like it, but they tend to walk away feeling respected.
Sina Gubatayo, the current deputy borough manager in Ketchikan, says she's also had a lot of experience being unable to give a resident something they're asking for. Gubatayo says, though, that everyone who comes into her office gets a fair hearing.
Oftentimes I find that, you know, their problem, their complaint or their issue isn't resolved because their case has been handled properly. We can't waive fees unless that authority is specifically given to us. We can't waive deadlines unless the authority is specifically given to us. And so, you know, there are these immutable things that just can't be changed. And when people run up against them, it does make them upset.
She says she takes the issue back to the department heads and gets multiple sides of the story. And she says sometimes people leave happier, even if they didn't get what they were hoping for from the city.
And sometimes it's good that they, you know, they're happy that you've listened and they've had a chance to have the say. Sometimes they're not, but everyone deserves their opportunity to speak and to be heard.
Jim Pascal was the final interview before the assembly last week. He was administrator of Princeton Township, New Jersey, for about 30 years. Pascal was never directly asked how he would deal with being unable to satisfy the request of a member of the public, but he did address the topic when Mayor Mitch McConnell asked him about his management style.
The general public is always right. The customer is always right.
He said it's his job to resolve issues, especially between the public and city department heads.
Usually I find, Mayor, when they come to me, and they've calmed down a little bit. And they're actually a lot more respectful, and we talk. And if the department head couldn't do something, when they hear it again from the administrator, they usually accept that. But they've had their day in court. Or conversely, if the department head didn't handle it right, I'll make sure it gets handled right.
Four finalists with four answers on how they would relate to the public, especially in uncomfortable situations. Assembly members concluded their interviews on Friday night and had the weekend to deliberate individually. They're expected to deliberate as a body tonight and come out of the meeting with an offer for one of the candidates. Assembly members hope to have the new administrator on the job by the beginning of October. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.